So good morning, everyone. Hopefully had a few cups of coffee and waking up. I'm going to be talking today about our sugary drink facts report that just came out. It's an update of a report we did 3 years ago looking at marketing and nutrition of sugary drinks. And I have no relationships to disclose, and I also want to just start so I don't lose this to thank all my co-authors on this report, because it was very much a team effort. In our report, we look at the sugary drink market. We analyzed over 900 products, 100 brands, 47 companies, $14 billion in sales, and you can see here how the category breaks out. It's almost half of sales are for regular soda, but fruit drinks, energy drinks, sports drinks, iced tea, coffee, water, flavored waters are all significant portions of sales of sugary drinks in the U.S. And when we do our reports, we always hear from the industry that, you know, we're not giving them credit for all the great things they're doing, so I'd like to give them credit here. Coca-Cola wants to be a supporter of active lifestyles. This is an article they put, or an ad they put in the New York Times a couple of years ago. And they talked about the things that they're doing to support children, and especially this bottom one, market responsibly, including no advertising to children under 12 anywhere in the world. The American Beverage Association has a policy that their companies only advertise juice, water, and milk-based drinks when it comes to audiences predominantly under age 12. The Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative, which many of the large beverage companies belong to, say they agree to use to set nutrition standards for products in advertising primarily directed to children under age 12, or to not engage in child-directed advertising. So that's what the industry promises, and I would say the industry has delivered on this promise, but this is just a very, very small piece of the marketing that kids see every day for sugary drinks. So in our report, we looked at a lot of different kinds of marketing and TV, in digital, and then other kinds of marketing. We found 23 companies that market their sugary drinks in some way, and we also looked at marketing that was specifically targeted to children, teens, and black and Hispanic youth. So I'd like to say a word about our definition of targeting. The marketing definition is that targeting is marketing designed to appeal specifically to a group of consumers. To operationalize that, we don't have access to companies' documents saying this is our target market, so we have to look at all of the marketing that they do and the numbers for how many people are exposed to it, where the marketing's appearing, that sort of thing, to identify who the target market is. So one criteria is whether they place this marketing and targeted media. So children's programming would be marketing, advertising there would be targeted to children, obviously. BET would be marketing targeted to black audiences, Spanish language targeting Spanish audiences. Those measures are pretty easy to identify. But marketing also includes the content of what is advertised. So what's in the message, and who are the actors, the themes, the products that are exposed or that are promoted. And then another measure is who is actually seeing this advertising. So children watch a lot of television that's not Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network. And in a lot of cases, we found that they were being overexposed to some of this marketing. So this is advertising of sugary drinks on television from 2008 to 2013. How many ads different age groups are actually being exposed to. And when we did our report, our last report looked at 2010 data, and you can see up until 2010 there was an increase in marketing of sugary drinks. And since then, it's been declining for kids. It stayed kind of flat until 2012 for adults and teens, and then it went way down in 2013. So this is the good news. On television, there's been a decline in all age groups for the past 4 years in advertising of sugary drinks. But now I want to unpack. So some of the other numbers a little bit. One thing that we looked at was advertising spending. So this is how much money companies are spending to purchase all kinds of media, not just TV, for the various products. And as you see, regular soda is by far the biggest category that's advertised in all media. And together, all of the sugary drinks equal about two-thirds of all the media spending that companies are doing. So it's a little over half their sales, but two-thirds of their advertising spending. In contrast, diet drinks are down there, and water and juice. Water is the least advertised product. It's 0.4% of companies' entire media budgets are spent on water. Then we also looked at how many ads children and teens are seeing. So children's drinks is one category. These are products that are marketed directly for children, things like Sunny D, Capri Sun, those kinds of products. And here we also saw some very good news. The total number of ads that kids and teens are seeing went down about 60% from 2010 to 2013. So that's real progress. And just to show you a little bit about what is appearing on children's television now, Kraft Foods has basically stopped advertising their fruit drinks on children's television. It's their Roaring Waters product now, which is 30 calories, 8 grams of sugar, artificial sweeteners, and 0% juice. So this product meets their standards for healthier products for children. Sunny D does not belong to the industry self-regulatory program. They're still on children's television. And then Capri Sun Super V is a 100% juice, fruit and vegetable juice product. That was also on children's television. But of note, Kraft spent twice as much to advertise their Roaring Waters than their Super V. But that's not all that kids are seeing. So this is a very busy chart that shows how many TV ads children and teens see for products offered by the different companies. And again, there was some good news here. I don't have the 2010 numbers, but 5-Hour Energy, Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, Coca-Cola all reduced their advertising directly to children and teens by, you know, pretty high numbers, 30 to 50%. On the other hand, PepsiCo increased their advertising to teens by 10% and their advertising to children by 29%. Red Bull increased their advertising by 60%. So the overall numbers look good, but when you unpack it a little bit, there's very wide variation in what the various companies are doing. We also looked at ads that were targeted to teens, and here we used our definition of how many ads teens see relative to adults, and it's important to understand that teens watch 30% less television than adults watch, so they should be seeing 30% fewer ads. But in fact, Sun Drop Soda, they're seeing more than twice as many ads for that product. Vitamin Water, Gatorade, and Sprite, they're seeing 20 to 40% more ads than adults see for those products. Mountain Dew Kickstart, they're seeing 10% more ads for this product. And Kickstart's an interesting product. It's marketed as a breakfast drink. So they advertise it. It has 10% juice. It has less sugar. It has high caffeine for a soda. And they're saying it's a great way to kickstart your day. And probably even more disturbing is the energy drink marketing. So Red Bull and 5-Hour Energy, teens see 20 to 30% more ads for these products than adults see. This is a product that the American Academy of Pediatrics has said a child under 18 should never consume because it's dangerous. If you're not used to the caffeine and the other stimulants in these drinks, kids are ending up in the emergency room. But they're position is that their products are safe for teens, and they're going to market them to that audience. Product placements were way up. So the last time we did this report, Coca-Cola was on American Idol. That was the main company that was using this medium. now Dr. Pepper Snapple. Snapple is on America's Got Talent. Pepsi is on X Factor. They're all doing it now. I also spoke about marketing to black and Hispanic youth, and this is a real concern because these populations have much higher rates of obesity and diabetes and heart disease and all the things caused from drinking sugary drinks. And black children and teens see more than twice as many TV ads as white teens see. And black children even see more ads than white teens see. So this gap has gotten bigger in the past 3 years. And if you look at the products that are marketed to black youth, the Red Bull 5-Hour Energy Gatorade are the products, the sugary drinks they see most. Sprite is a product that is not advertised much, but black teens see four times as many ads for this product than white teens see, which because it's on BET and the programming that they watch more often. Spanish language is another medium that's targeted to Hispanic populations, obviously. And here we saw that total spending for sugary drink advertising went up 44% from 2010 to 2013. So it's a very big growth. And as you can see, Dr. Pepper, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and energy drinks, or actually energy shots, are the biggest advertisers on Spanish media. These are the brands that they see most. Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, 5-Hour Energy, SK Energy, and Coca-Cola. A couple things to note, SK Energy is only advertising on Spanish language TV. It doesn't advertise on English TV. It's the most highly caffeinated shot or product in our analysis. Dr. Pepper, Pitbull is their spokesperson. He wrote a jingle or a song about the 23 flavors in Dr. Pepper. A lot of this is really very targeted to youth audiences. When we go through the trade press, the marketing press, what we see is that a lot of companies are talking about multicultural youth as their future, the future business, the opportunity for them to grow their business because they know these populations are growing. And a lot of the marketing that they're doing is really designed to reach the youth in those populations. Companies also talk about marketing to black and Hispanic youth as a way to appeal to the general consumer, because if you use Beyonce or Shaq or someone who's cool for those populations, they're going to be cool for all youth. So this is what they term crossover appeal. They can make their products seem cooler by targeting black and Hispanic youth. Social media has grown. It's just skyrocketed in the past 3 years, and I won't get into the numbers, but these are just some examples of messages that are appearing in social media that are very much aimed at young people and even children. We looked at Vine and Instagram, which are the newest places where companies are marketing in social media, and Pepsi, Red Bull, Coca-Cola are big in all of the new media, or new social media platforms. And, in our work, we've looked at AdverGames a lot, which are the branded games where you play a game and the brand is part of that game, and it's a very engaging and immersive way to market your product. What we're seeing is that's not happening on regular internet much anymore, and really Tummy Yummies was the only sugary drink we saw that had AdverGames on the internet, but now they're on mobile devices. So, it used to be you just had to watch what your kid was doing on their computer. Now it's what they're doing on their smartphone, wherever they are. So we have a number of recommendations for companies. One of our most important recommendations, I think, is that they need to redefine marketing to children. So marketing to children today, and they know this more than anyone, is just not advertising on children's television. It's so many more things. And they need to recognize that children are not 11 years old and younger. 12, 13, 14-year-olds are also children. They're also more vulnerable because they're now have their own money. They can go to the store on their own. They watch more media than any other youth age group. And so, that's a really important market to protect as well. I've talked about their definitions of child-targeted media, and they also need to admit that the message in their advertising is also important. So if you're on a program that has a lot of children in the audience, maybe they're watching with their parents, so they're not the primary audience, the message in those ads that are appearing in those programs is important as well. There's no excuse for marketing energy drinks to teens, in my opinion. And they also need to recognize the public health implications of multicultural marketing and targeting Black and Hispanic youth with products that will damage their long-term health. So I just went through our report very briefly. If you want to see the nutrition or more about social media or any of the things I've talked about, we're online, sugarydrinkfacts.org. Also, there's tools on there for parents. So, if you're working with parents, there's ways for them to go in and see the nutrition of the drinks they're purchasing for their kids, find some healthier options, a lot of tools there for them. Thank you very much.